Want to reclaim your privacy? Good luck with that. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm John Gordon, filling in for Molly Wood. The Facebook Cambridge Analytica scandal is shining a spotlight on the jaw-dropping amount of personal information that tech companies have and the lack of control we have over it. It's not just what social networks know about us that can be problematic. People finder sites like Spokio amass and sometimes sell our information, and we're tracked by third parties as we browse the web. We wondered, how much personal data can a person scrub from the internet? We asked privacy advocate Jenny Gebhardt of the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Often the genie is a little bit out of the bottle, but the amount of personal information that you can claw back is going to change over time. Because even if you succeed in removing your information from a given People Finder site, it can repropagate. Different public records can be rescraped. So even if hypothetically you were able to scrub yourself from every single People Finder site, that would most likely be a temporary victory. And by no fault of any user's own, this is the kind of surveillance-based and advertising-based business model that we've made of the web. And People Finder sites and data brokers are a part of that.
What I'm wondering is, is a solution to more privacy trying to put a cap on it now and let time take care of the rest?
There is always value in doing something rather than nothing. But I think it's definitely true that even as we look at Cambridge Analytica and Facebook, or really any platform online that is run by advertising, if we look at them from a more historical perspective, they're targeting gets better and better over time, not only because the technology behind that targeting is advancing, but because this mountain of personal information is growing and growing the longer we not only actively share information about ourselves online, but the longer we simply exist on the internet.
What about other places that hold lots of data on me? Facebook, for example, Google. How much can I get back from those big tech companies?
Yeah, I think right now, especially in the wake of learning more about Cambridge Analytica and other aspects of that that have come out, it is hard to say what goes on behind the curtains. In addition to the information that you are actively sharing, say you're actively posting a picture or sharing a status update, you also spend most of your time online broadcasting information that you don't even realize you're sharing, and perhaps with parties like data brokers or People Finder sites that you don't even realize are watching or looking for that information. You know, what can be inferred from your likes, from your purchases, even from the act of hovering over a link or lingering on a screen, all that behavioral data, that is much, much harder to even realize that it's out there and then to take actions to get it back.
There are services out there that promise to help in people's quest to sort of reclaim their data and become a more private person. Is it advisable to use those kind of services? Do they work?
They work depending on what kind of time horizon you're working with. So a service that, for example, promises to scrub you from People Finder sites may indeed be able to achieve that goal, but it might be only a matter of time until the information resurfaces on you on those sites. So I think there's a reason that a lot of services that promise to help you are subscription models. You have to pay for this service not only once, but continually to really be confident that you are achieving that privacy goal of scrubbing your information. It's so important to remember that for most people, they will not have the money to sign up for that kind of subscription for a long amount of time. And if they don't want to pay the cash and let the services do it, they also won't have the time to go through this Sisyphus-like task.
Jenny Gebhardt is a researcher at the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Those subscription services for removing personal information, they can cost hundreds or even thousands a year. I'm John Gordon, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey there, it's Molly Wood here. As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace is on a mission to increase economic intelligence across the country. And with your support, we'll keep doing more to help people understand the business behind the technology that's rewiring our lives. For as little as $5 a month, consider signing up as a Marketplace investor. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you trust. Donate today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.